Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, we've made it. One more hour to go. Of course, as you know, this hour brought to you by our good friends at Buddy's Goodies and Glass. You know, the message of Buddy's is same as always been. It's always 420 at Buddy's. Headlines real quick. Mariners back at it. They start a series with the Oakland A's today. They are 3.5 games back. Right now, they're of the Oakland Athletics. And tonight's pitching matchup, Sean Manaea. Against Chris Flexen. 7-10 first start tonight. Mariners losing last night there to the Colorado Rockies. The Kraken, they had their expansion draft there yesterday, and they made a trade today to the Seattle Kraken. Now, Ian will have more on that coming up at 1 o'clock today. As who did they acquire? What was the guy's name again? They traded the fourth rounder.
Tyler Pitlick.
There you go.
To the Calgary Flames for a fourth-round pick next year.
The Tyler Pitlick era is over. Curtis and I will go through the roster, see how many names I can actually pronounce coming up at 12:30. And I think I can get 10 out of 30 right. A quick leaderboard update from the PGA, all brought to you by Circling Raven Golf Course. Visit them. Stay and play package, cdacasino.com. Play is back underway. Scott Stallings right now leads at 8-under through 17. Ricky Fowler right behind him at 1-under. Joel Damon, 1-under through 12. All right, certainly a huge story yesterday in college football involves Washington State University and Nick Rolovich. And joining us right now here on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline, our good friend Ryan Leaf, who is a media mogul. He fills in for Rich Eisen. He's got a serious show. He's doing the YouTube show. He's doing everything. And college football right around the corner, NFL as well. Ryan, welcome back to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm trying to not melt down here in Southern California, but I'm doing all right.
How hot is it?
Well, it's probably not as hot as it was up there in Seattle earlier this year, but I'm just trying to stay cool. Pac-12 Media Day is on Tuesday. I don't want to get too hot under the collar and everything already. It's just taking it slow.
Well, listen, I talked about this about two segments ago, and we ran out of time. I didn't get it all off my chest. I'll just give you the Cliff Notes a version of it, and then I'll just ask you for your response on how you feel about the decision. I just think as a fan, as an alum, I'm embarrassed that we're in this situation. I'm embarrassed by him. I'm embarrassed for the school, and I'm just extremely disappointed because this is going to has the potential to have ramifications for this season and what it means about an individual choice and then other choices of maybe other coaches and other players. I just think it's a terrible look, and we should be having positive conversations next week about the football team, about the expectations of the 2021 season. And the only thing that anyone's going to be talking about next week when they interview Nick Rolovich is going to be about COVID. And what really upsets me is that it's an extremely selfish move by Nick Rolovich. And why I say that is he is putting his two captains out on an island to go down to Los Angeles next week because they're vaccinated, Jihad Woods and Max Borgi. And they have got to answer all of the questions of why their coach is not there. They've got to answer that in person. And that is, I've never seen more a lack of leadership in watching college football in my life, Ryan, than what Nick Rolovich's decision yesterday now means to those two kids in particular.
Well, tell me what you really think, all right, before I comment on this. I'm extremely disappointed. Nick was a guy that I went to bat for a lot with Pat Shunn when he was making his decision on who he was going to hire after Mike Leach. Thought he was a great leader of men. I thought, and it doesn't mean he's not, but actions speak so loud in this day and age, especially when we're dealing with a worldwide pandemic and the allowing of playing the game. I was incredibly surprised. I immediately reached out to Pat Chun and just asked and what it was about, and he said it, you know, this was something that they had discussions with, and he had made his choice. So I'm disappointed, like everybody else, because of the leadership and everything like that. I also have to take into account people's personal decisions. It may not be right. I may not see it as right. Somebody has a belief or a religious belief or a health consideration he's not willing to discuss, I guess. It doesn't seem like it's something that that I would jeopardize my career on after I just got a $3 million a year job coming from the University of Hawaii to coach in the Pac-12. I don't know. I mean, this is a strange hill to die on when the science points to exactly what it points to.
Yeah, and I think that's important. And I did, you know, I did bring this up, and I think it's fair to keep bringing it up. I don't know if he has a religious standpoint of why he does not want to do it. I would love to hear it if he did, you know, and I don't understand why, if that were the case, why you would not share that. I think it would clear up any type of confusion. I understand the other side of people. Well, he doesn't need to explain anything. He's a public figure, and he's the second or highest paid public figure in the state. So I unfortunately disagree with those people that have that opinion. He is.
No, I agree. I would agree with you on that. There are consequences to actions, period. There just is. You are in a situation that don't apply to other people.
Correct.
So you have to have that understanding, and your choices have consequences. And this choice ultimately could have a consequence where you are no longer the head coach at Washington State University. A lot of people may not think that's right, but you need somebody in lockstep with what you're trying to accomplish, from the president down to the athletic director to your head coach. And it doesn't seem like that communication was there.
Yeah, 100%. And I think, too, I just to point out about if there is a medical reason. Again, I don't know. No one knows if there is a medical reason that he wouldn't get the shot. Now, again, I would say if there were a medical reason, it would have been prudent for him and the university to acknowledge that this is because of a health reason. He could have certainly said it's a health reason and not divulge what the health reason is. I think it's pretty easy to conclude that this is just a personal decision on his part, why he doesn't want to do it. And people say, well, how do you know that? Well, reading between the lines and just listening to him in the last year discuss this, he's had a very cavalier attitude towards it. He was very upset when people asked him at the Oregon State game about players missing from COVID. He got terse with reporters during a practice one time talking about players and COVID. He just has had a very dismissive attitude about it. And I agree with you. Here's one thing I thought about last night too, Ryan, is you and others have read the comments, obviously by Pat Chun, but the Kirk Schultz one, I thought, clearly carried the most weight. When he put out a statement about 4 hours after Rolovich's statement, and you just got to read the first paragraph. Washington State University expects all students, faculty, staff, and volunteers to be fully vaccinated before the start of the fall semester. As the state's land-grant research university, WSU has an obligation to serve the public good and promote the health and safety of its communities. The science clearly shows that COVID-19 vaccine nearly eliminates the chances of death or serious illness related to COVID-19 infections and is a critical element in protecting public health locally and worldwide. That is as much of a rebuttal and a dunk on his head coach that you can possibly find from a university president. And you've kind of alluded to it now twice. I think there are two scenarios here that could play out. Either he's going to feel pressure and get the shot, or they could ultimately make a decision on whether or not they want to keep him on as head coach.
Agreed. There's consequences to every choice you make. I am fully aware of that. In my travails over my lifetime and things like that, and there's consequences that come from it, whether it's fair or not fair. You're not a normal person. You just aren't. You're the head coach of a Power 5 conference football team. That's a different scenario. I knew something was up when he wasn't on the RSVP list for the coach's dinner, which is Monday night. There's a few of us media members that are invited. as well as the athletic directors and the coaches. They put on a dinner. We get to meet the new commissioner, George Kliavkov. And to go to that dinner, you have to be fully vaccinated. You didn't have to be fully vaccinated to come to Media Day. You'd have to wear a mask, and but you had to be fully vaccinated to go to this coach's dinner. And he was left off that. I knew something was up immediately then, and, of course, the statement came out about an hour after I had gotten the guest list for that event. So I knew something was up, and then to have his statement come out before anything, I think, it seemed really odd. It seemed...
It wasn't joint. I think that's the thing about it. It wasn't a joint release.
Yes.
And you had his statement comes out. Pat Chun puts his own statement out, I believe, 2 hours later. And then the president, 4 hours later, puts out his own. They clearly are not on the same page.
No, and it was clear. It was clear, to your point. And there's disappointment in that, right? I mean, you go out and make a big hire for somebody where you believe you can advance the football program. Because don't get it twisted, people. Mike Leach set expectations in Pullman. That was going to be one of my first questions to Nick Rolovich when we host our radio show there Tuesday morning with players and coaches. And it's probably still will be, is do you understand the expectation to win here now? What Mike Leach, the standard he set, 8-9 wins a year?
Correct.
That's the expectation that's been set. You have to fully understand that. And Noel, you can't have, you know, 4-win seasons now and be picked last in the – you may be able to be picked last in the Pac-12 North, but you have to overachieve that. Those are the expectations that are set now that you have to go through. And that's the question I wanted to ask him. And these things aren't helping his cause any way, shape, or form.
Well, because – and you're right on that one. I mean – you know, the whether you liked him or not, Mike Leach, in terms of his success and, you know, how did he show up in the Apple Cup and things like that, and you became agitated with how he called plays. I mean, he raised the bar of that football program, and he got wins, and he got bowl games, and they were competing for North championships. This is not a place now. I mean, his heavy lifting of what he took over is nothing like Nick Rolovich. It's just, it's not even compared to what Nick Rolovich has taken over. And I think what I go back to the selfish part about it, which I just, it's an extremely selfish decision on his part, is that next week, you know, poor Max Borgie and Jihad Woods, who have stayed around and have tried to, you know, one last, you know, chance and one last dance at this thing. I had Max on the show last week. He's so excited about the start of the season. Can't wait for it. He wants a good showing. He wants to go out injury-free and get drafted. And instead of talking about Max Borgie next week, does he have a chance to be the, you know, Pac-12 Player of the Year, the Doak Walker Award, every question, Ryan, is going to be about his head coach and his decision not to get vaccinated and how does that affect the team. I mean, I think about it, I couldn't think of anything more that violates protect the team more than what he did.
I agree totally with you. I am going to be less. I'm going to be less aggressive when asking players about this situation. I'm going to talk to them more about the football aspect of things, but they're going to get the question constantly: how is this affecting the team? Are some of your players, you know, going to follow in footsteps of the head coach, who's the leader of the team? And if he's not going to get vaccinated, why the hell should we? In their mind, you know, there's so much damn misinformation out there that you lock on to anything. I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday about a lot of us see it as a, like, how could you possibly do that? That is seems so asinine. But you look at what happened in November when half this country is just divided. And once you have a belief in your mind, what you believe is to be the truth, you walk that walk regardless. Like, there's nothing that can tell you the difference. I was a teammate of Warren Sapp's in the NFL, and I remember he was the most, like, walk his path guy. You could tell him the sky was blue, so you were blue in the face, and if he believed it was red, it was red. That's just how it is. And you don't think these questions are questions you need to have answered in a job interview that Pat Chun held for Nick Rolovich, because who the hell thought we were going to have a pandemic that would put everybody in a different kind of mindset? But there's a question now on the resume thing that you have to check the box. Hey, if we go through a worldwide pandemic, are you willing to get a viable vaccine if one is generated? That's a question on a resume now, when you go after a head coaching job in the Power 5 conference.
Former Wazoo quarterback, media star Ryan Leaf is with us. Follow Ryan on Twitter at Ryan D. Leaf, talking about Nick Rolovich's decision not to get vaccinated. Will not be at Pac-12 Media Day next week. We'll be doing it. He does not plan on getting the vaccine. We do not know. Max Borgi and Jahad Woods, two captains, will be there, so they have been vaccinated. They will be in attendance at the Pac-12 Media Day. You know, and you brought up something earlier, too, and I know, and others have said this, you know, individual choice, and you mentioned there are consequences. Yes, you're right. And I want, this is something I really do want people to understand about this being an individual choice, and, you know, it's their body, and they get to make a decision on what they do to their body. Sure. I'll just paint a hypothetical scenario for you, which I think will be reality in college football. You just saw a memo today in the NFL addressing this exact case. You know, there are going to be cancellations in college football because they're just players who are not vaccinated. I don't know. No one knows for sure how many players on the football team are vaccinated. I don't know. I mean, if you have a head coach who's not vaccinated and willing not to do it, there are probably other coaches on the staff that are not vaccinated. And then there's going to be players on that team that aren't. If there is, and it's important to note this too with the students, because I got a text about this, students are forced to be vaccinated. They're not forced to be vaccinated. They are expecting every student to be vaccinated. If you have a religious, medical, or personal exemption, you do not need to be vaccinated. It's clear. It's in there. It's in their statement. It has been public forever. They're just expecting everyone to be vaccinated. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you know, Ryan, you know this. These kids are going to get back to school. That is an 8 o'clock, you know, start the very first week. These kids haven't really let loose and partied and done all that and had the college experience, especially the football players, after a big win, going out, partying, and celebrating. They probably did a little bit last year, and they were under the radar and didn't get caught. But now that everyone's going to be back on campus, it's going to be Woodstock over there. Players are going to get players are going to get sick. Players are going to get it, and it's going to run through the football team. It's going to run through has the potential to run through the coaches. And what's going to happen is you're going to have a game canceled. And you are asking alums, and I know people that have bought season tickets specifically this year because they want to go watch college football be played. They want to go over there because they missed it all last year. And they also want to give money back to the school because of the financial perils that they fell in this past year. I paint a scenario where you're there Friday night. You've spent $700 on a hotel because that's what it costs over there to stay there, because you got to stay two-night minimum. And then you find out Friday night that a game has been canceled because the head coach and his players have decided not to get a vaccine, and the game's canceled. It's not rescheduled. It's canceled. Well, now you have cost all those people money. Hotels are not going to give the money back. The restaurants, the bars, they all lose out. The stadium loses out on revenue. The school loses out on revenue because of a selfish decision made by the leader of the football team. It's inexcusable. It really is. And you have to understand that scenario. His actions do not just affect him. They affect thousands of people, more than thousands of people, of the potential of an outbreak happening and games being canceled.
And to break it down as simple as can be, in the simplest form for me, I'm not fearful. I was not fearful of if I got it.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If it would affect me, I had some underlying health issues because of my brain tumor and everything like that. But I wasn't I was in that. I'm a healthy guy. I wasn't too worried. I was worried I'd be asymptomatic and give it to somebody who would die from it. That was my biggest fear. So, I had to beg and claw to get, early on the vaccine was really difficult to get, and I had to beg and claw to try to get it because I also want to make it safe for my son and be around him, Sure. 'Cause you can't vaccinate the young people. And you're exactly right. The kids on campus are going to, they're going to be kids. I was just in Mexico all last week and, I've been vaccinated for a while, but it's the first time I've really been on vacation since this whole thing started. And I let loose a little bit, so
sure.
I get it. I understand. It's going to be there. Yeah, this is incredibly selfish. I don't want to say, I'm disappointed. I say I respect this decision because I don't want to be just this, this guy that tells somebody what to do. But Coach Rolovich, there are consequences. If you lose your job because of this, because you can't be the state's highest paid employee because you're unwilling to do things that make the health and safety of the human race and your university, your players, your fans, everything like that, this may be a choice that ultimately, loses you the job. And that's, you won't have anybody else to blame for this but yourself when you look in the mirror down the line while you're no longer the coach. Now, I could totally see a lawsuit filed because of it on his part. But this is something that really could impact this season. And unfortunately, with the expectations of this team already pretty low, it doesn't make things better for him going into the season. We don't even know who the hell the quarterback is.
Do you think it is a conversation about his status as the head football coach? You think that's percolating?
I guarantee you last night that I know Kurt Schultz was on vacation, so Pat Chun, who will be down here with the two players, so those players will have people back him up. Their SID and their athletic director will both be here on Monday and Tuesday for that, to have those young kids' backs. They're going to have that conversation. They're going to say, we've talked to you a while about this. We've shown you the science and the health. People get caught up with so many people who have been vaccinated getting COVID positive. I've had a few friends recently, Rich Eisen for one,
mm-hmm.
And another. We're fully vaccinated and got it. But just like it's supposed to do, there's no danger of you going into the hospital or being on a ventilator or dying from it. It takes care of you. That's the point. And so you just wish he would have. There's 11 other coaches coming. There's 12 in the Pac-12. All 11 are coming. They're vaccinated. You're the only holdout. It's not a good look. It's not a good look, regardless of what anybody else thinks about personal responsibility or what you do with your body. There's consequences to your actions, period, when you're the head coach of a Power 5 football team, and that is one of them. That is one of them that is going to be discussed, especially after the fallout of what happens next Tuesday, I do believe.
And this is exactly what I feared about next week, because as someone pointed out on Twitter, and they're right, but this is why I wanted you on, 20 minutes of talking about this instead of about the about the football team, about the good yep. things that's on the football team, the chance that they might have a pretty damn good team this year. But because this guy had to
they might have the best secondary at the corner position yes. since the Gesser,
yeah.
Holiday double years. Those defensive backs yeah. are badass, and maybe yeah, that needs to what needs to be talked about defensively with the new defensive coordinator and Dickert. I think they're going to be pretty darn good, and yeah, they're not going to be talking about that
yeah.
because they're going to be talking about a head coach that possibly might not be the head coach because he won't go get a shot
wow.
that keeps everybody safe.
Ryan, great insight, great perspective. Thank you so much for doing it.
You bet. We'll talk to you next week probably.
Yeah, also we'll check in with you. There he is, Ryan Leaf. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan D. Leaf. Media mogul. He's got a YouTube channel, the Ryan the RDL show, Ryan D. Leaf show on YouTube. You can check it out there. Does some work with SiriusXM. Also fills in for the Rich Eisen show. All right, what did we miss coming up next? Also, we go through the Kraken roster, where I'll be honest with you, I've skimmed it, but I have not looked at the pronunciation of the players. There's 30 of them. We're going to include the kid that got traded today, because I can say his name. Of the 30 players they drafted, I think I can properly pronounce 10 of them. Curtis says he can pronounce all 30 of them, so he will fact check me on it. If you miss one, you owe me lunch. If you screw one up.
Well, considering you still owe me brothers and sisters from way back.
Okay,
when.
Well, double or nothing. Double it. Okay. It's the Kraken name game next.
Boss.
All right, we're going to play the name game. We're going to go through the Kraken roster. I don't know if I can name. Well, I know I can't get them all right. But
you will get more right than you think you are.
Curtis is claiming he has memorized, he has studied all with the pronunciation guide of all the Kraken, that he knows how to properly say all of their names. So we'll keep track of that. Now, actually, I don't know who's going to fact check you, because I don't know if it's the proper pronunciation.
Well, I have the list that has the audio name checks from the media site.
Okay, we have that. We got to get to Garofalo, what he told us earlier today about Jamal Adams. So do we have any hockey music? Like hockey night in Canada? There we go. Yeah! Ah! No one's ever done this before. All right. Is there 30 of them?
Yeah, okay, if you want to count.
We have to count them.
Yes.
Okay. Now, all right. I do not have a pronunciation guide in front of me.
Okay.
Would you like to see my monitor?
No.
I'm going off the Kraken website.
Okay.
I'm starting with the forwards. Out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Mason Appleton.
Mason Appleton. That's correct.
All right, out of Ontario, Canada, Nathan Bastion.
Correct.
Yes. Colin Blackwell.
Correct.
Okay, out of Finland, here we get the first one out of Finland. Jonas Donskoy.
Jonas Donskoy.
Yeah! Right? Did I get it right?
Jonas Donskoy.
Am I good?
Yeah,
I think
I think that's good.
Ian, you can sound off. You think I'm close? All right, from I love Regina. Jordan Eberle.
Yep.
Jordan Eberle.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I said Eberle, and it's Eberle. Yeah, that's all right. So that's one off. I didn't get that one. Hayden Fleury.
Yep.
Morgan Geeky.
Correct.
Yanni Gord.
Who had shoulder surgery.
Apparently. Luke Hinman.
Correct.
Is there not another Luke Hinman that plays another sport or something? Wasn't he the pitcher that got in trouble down in the South?
No.
Yeah, no. Wasn't he that same? From Sweden. Callie Yarnkroak,
yep.
See, I live
Callie
in Ballard.
Yarncrow.
I live in Ballard. We got the Swedes, the Norwegians, and you know, all the Scandinavian people. Cole Lind.
I think you got that one.
Yes.
I told you you'd be on the over.
Jared McCann.
Correct.
John Quinville.
Correct.
Brandon Tanev.
Correct.
Yes. Alexander True.
Yeah, I think you got that one.
Carson Wors. Oh, hold on. Carson Warsinski.
No, it's actually pronounced. It's Carson Twarinski.
Ah, you pronounce the T?
Yes.
Son of a gun. Damn it.
Carson Twarinski.
Screw you. No one pronounces the T, Canadians. All right, on defense. I think this is where it gets in trouble. Oh, yeah. This is. Gavin Bayreuther.
Bayreuther, yeah.
That guy's close. Will Borgen. Dennis Cholesky.
Cholowski.
That's three wrong.
See, so just a
Vince
Dennis
Dunn.
Cholowski.
Yeah, who's the guy? Is this guy Russian doing this?
I don't know.
Play that one again.
You want that one again?
Yeah.
Dennis Cholowski.
Cholowski. Yeah, I don't know. Ian's saying that's not right.
Cholowski, is that what you're thinking it is, Ian?
I don't know. Cale Fleury,
yeah. Hayden Fleury, also pretty easy.
Mark Giordano. Giordano.
Giordano, yeah.
Giordano. I was close, right? Close? You know what?
Mark Giordano.
I got that one wrong. That's four wrong. And he's their best player, right?
He's their most most accomplished resume.
Adam Larson. Jeremy Lauzon.
Lauzon. I think it's Lauzon.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Jeremy Lauzon.
Curtis McDermott.
McDermott?
No, I read that wrong. Curtis McDermott.
I just think it's McDermott, yeah.
Curtis McDermott.
That's wrong again. Jesus. Jamie Oleksiak.
Oleksiak.
Yeah.
Jamie Oleksiak.
I like this guy's last name. Carson Saucy.
Susie.
I know. I just wanted to call him Saucy.
Carson Susie.
All right, Susie. So I got that one wrong. Goaltenders. Dreiger. Chris Dreiger.
I believe it's Dreiger.
Let's play it.
I got to get the name. There it is.
Chris Dreiger.
Son of a gun. Joey DeCord.
Joey DeCord.
Uh-oh. This guy's from the Czech Republic. Vitek Vanacek.
That's spot on.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I got 9 wrong. 21 out of 30. Huh? Yeah! All right. Do we have the Garofolo?
I do.
How long is it?
About 2 minutes.
Oh, shoot.
We can sneak it in.
Nah, we got a break.
Thank you.
I got a break. We'll save it for you. I'll just say this about Mike Garofolo. He joined us earlier today. They will make Jamal Adams the highest. This is what he said. They will make Jamal Adams the highest paid safety in the NFL. They are close to a deal. That is from Mike Garofolo earlier today. They will make Jamal Adams the highest paid safety in the league. They are close to a deal. Mike Garofolo earlier today. It's up on the podcast page at sportsradiokj.com. And you can download the iHeartRadio app. And the Mike Garofolo interview will be up there. All right, that's it for us. Thank God.
Plowing ahead.
Coming up next, it's professional radio.
Ian Fern at audible.com.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Coach, I'll just tell it like it is. A lot of lack of discipline, at least in the first half here.
Who made you the coach?
No one.
Yeah. You doing TV today?
This morning.
Yeah, you look like it.
This morning. Then I had a meeting. So.
Oh, that's nothing like. There's nothing wrong with a meeting, huh?
Love meetings. That's why we got in this business not to have meetings, man.
Did you do the TV from home?
Yes. Yeah.
You sounded great yesterday.
Thank you.
Can I just tell you that everybody on the SS Puckett that was listening to you was like, man, this guy knows what he's talking about.
SS Puckett.
Damn right.
How was the boat? Looks awesome.
You've been to Seafair? Yeah. Have you done Seafair?
No, man. I'll be honest with you. I think every time I've been there, it's been a media thing, including.
So you've never done the
I've never done the log boom. No, okay.
It was a lot like that, on a much smaller scale because you're obviously in South Lake.
I said that to Levine yesterday. We were looking at some. We had like 2 or 3 cameras on the water, and then Alyssa was in the. In the hot pits, in the pits there on Stan Sayers' pits.
Telling you, we could have picked you up.
But I was telling him, we're looking at some of the video, just the raw video, and I said, this looks like back in the day when Seafair was fun.
Yes.
And out of control and just like what it should be, a big party in Seattle. Not, there's no people getting out of hand. There's nothing, you know.
It wasn't too bad.
It wasn't bad. And just the colors and the boats, and it just, Seattle shined brightly, and it just looked awesome yesterday.
100% on your breakdown of whoever the game ops team is, because we met them, whatever their street team is, because they were out there.
Yep.
They were out there in a pontoon boat. Mm. If you guys could see, there was a pontoon boat that was wrapped
awesome.
In Seattle Kraken, you know, colors and the name and all that.
Was Bruckheimer with them, cruising around?
No, I did not see Bruckheimer. Did you see the pirate ship? There was a pirate ship.
No, I saw the one with the big octopus. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, and then you gave somebody a tow?
I towed two ladies home, yes.
Were they on a paddleboard?
They were on the paddleboards. They, okay, quoted, over-served themselves, and it was a far paddle home. It's like 200 yards. So whatever.
Paddleboard after too much being over-served, no life preservers. That just
was a good decision. Good decision on my part.
Good decision on your part. Bad decision on their part. Yeah,
whatever. I mean, you know, they're not from here. I don't even remember their names. They're from Chicago and Miami.
Okay, good.
Hey, shout out. How do you like our city? It's great.
Yeah.
Let me guess who you work for.
Yeah.
Amazon? Yeah, how'd you know? You're 26, living in Fremont, moved from Chicago and Miami. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Just taking a guess of who you were for. No, it was great. It was good. They had a lemonade stand out there. Some kids were running a lemonade stand on a barge.
Cool. Good.
And Dad was controlling it with his remote from his kayak.
Oh, that's great.
Now I'll say this.
Could you put something in the lemonade?
The driver, yeah. As the driver, I mean, did you enjoy it? Yeah, I enjoyed it. I had fun. But boy, did your head have to be on a swivel out there. So you're both not ramming into people, into people.
That'd be the difference between, like, the log boom, at least you're tied up.
Some people were tied up, but you weren't supposed to be tied up because you weren't supposed to be anchored. But there were a lot of people that just said, screw it, and they started anchoring. But
why wouldn't you just anchor and just be...
They should have just allowed it. Mm-hmm. Why they didn't, I don't know. But it was navigating all the kayakers and paddleboarders. Because they were everywhere.
They were everywhere.
And then, so it was good. But it was fun to see it from that perspective. The video board was awesome. In fact, when we go back home, because our marina's in Ballard, when we went through, they keep it just past that whole video board was in the right in the Fremont, you know, cut there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's where they stored it. So,
well,
it
cool. I did a great job with that. Hockey team, but the party itself was fantastic. So good.
So, and then of course our day's ruined yesterday.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you. I heard Ryan. I thought you and Ryan nailed it. I thought you and Ryan Leaf absolutely nailed it. And just, I'm curious now what the next step is. You know what they do. I don't know.
I think everything's on the table. Don't you?
Yeah, there's a big part of me that wonders how he can coach.
Well, because here, I want to know this from them. If he is not vaccinated and the players aren't, mm-hmm. is he in these meetings? Because he has to be wearing a mask. Schultz says it in the statement. If you're not vaccinated, you must be wearing a mask and be physically distanced. How you're a coach? How do you do
that? Anywhere on campus, that's the thing. And so,
on the plane, does he have to do this? I mean, is there a thought that he has to travel separately now?
Well, the NFL is a good barometer.
Well, Garofalo said they have to travel separately if they're not vaccinated,
and you can't be in meeting rooms, you can't be in the weight room at the same time, you can't eat in the cafeteria at the same time. If you just go by the NFL model, and I saw Matthew Judron like texted, "Oh, NFLPA sucks," you know, it's like, hey, like at what point do we all just say, "I listen, I didn't feel like necessarily, I don't think any of us enjoyed getting a shot twice." I don't think any of us enjoyed maybe some after effects for, you know, 12, 24 hours. But you do it for not just you, the people, as Ryan said, the people around you, your fellow human beings. I mentioned this yesterday with Kevin. You know, I'm around him. He's got a pregnant wife. I wouldn't risk that with him. Well, that's just like, you're just being a selfish ass is what you're being.
Well, then the thing that just really as a fan and alum that just bothers me about the whole story is this is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And you can ignore it. Well, you can't ignore it because all next week, this is what's going to be. And then what really has, and it's gotten under my skin more and more.
Yeah, I know what you're doing.
The fact that he is, you know, the such lack of leadership that he has portrayed by then putting Max Borgie and Jihad Woods to get on a plane to go down there and have to then, you know, answer all these questions in person when this really should be about a celebration of those two.
Sure.
In particular, Borgie, because he's coming back. He's poised to have a big year. He's on all these lists. And now he's got to talk about, he's probably thinking to himself, Jesus, man, I thought we got away from the guy that's kind of the crazy coach.
Yeah.
And now more and more that this guy has actions, he's almost worse than Leach.
Well, at least with Mike, he knew where he stood. I mean, it was, and see, what worries me here is that there's so many little tentacles to this. You know, what the two players have to deal with next week is the first part. Then they get through that. Then what's the next step? Well, you know, if he's not encouraging his team to get vaccinated.
Sure.
And if you have a large number of guys, let's just Let's go best case scenario. You have a bunch of guys that are unvaccinated on the team. But by university rules, they're not allowed to meet, gather, etc. Okay? And, you know, say they're even younger guys, they're not supposed to be in the same dorms. They're not supposed to eat the same places. So now you've got this scattered group of players again. You're working out outside. You're doing all this. Why? Because someone thinks that their personal rights are being infringed upon. And so, or whatever excuse they want to use. I mean, Curtis, I don't know about you. I'm not thrilled about having every 2 weeks to go get tested at Seahawk headquarters on a Sunday morning for COVID, which we have to do this year if we're a certain, like if we're around the players. And that's not something I'm excited about.
But I would prefer not to. Well,
but you know what? It's part of my job. Part of my job.
And here's the thing too. It's the financial ramifications of this. Yeah. And we got like 50 seconds. But if they have a game that is canceled, and worst case scenario, you're there on Friday night, and they call the game. You have stuck people in a town in which it costs $700 to stay.
Yep.
Because it's a 2-night minimum, and you have inconvenienced 40,000 people, okay? And then I'll be honest, I bought season tickets this year because of two things. One, I wanted to go to every game because I missed it last year. Okay. Two, I wanted to give back to my school because it's a donation.
Sure.
I sent them an email this morning and I said, listen, if there's a game that gets canceled because of them, I'm demanding a full refund. This is not what I signed up for. Nope. I didn't sign up for some selfish decision to be made and then have the games be canceled.
Real fast, last year, Nick Rolovich was phenomenal in supporting restaurants and establishments around
Pullman. What about all those restaurants that get screwed again?
And now he's putting them in peril. None of it to me makes sense, and I think I'm with you. We'll talk about in the 2 o'clock hour. I think everything's on the table, Puck, including him not coaching Washington State University in 2020 on and beyond.
Yeah. I agree.
All that's on the table.
All right. What else besides that?
Dave Tomlinson's going to join us first segment. Our hockey guy, we'll have him break down who and what the Kraken have, who they don't have. And we'll get to that with Dave. My buddy Hart Levine's going to join me. Puckpedia, we're going to do a very quick few minutes on salary cap 101 for the NHL because I don't know, Curtis, you were there. Ron Francis seemed to be more excited about salary cap space than he was about the players. So we'll talk about what that means coming up at 1:45, and then we'll get into Rolovich. We'll get into Jamal Adams. We'll get into a little bit more with the hockey all coming up in the 2 o'clock hour.
Okay, the mayor's coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Promise to be better.
No shirt, no shoes, no ties.
Anybody like to smoke some pot?
I was born to love you. I was born to lick your face. I was born to rob you. But you were born to rub me first.
What do you need my address for? We like
this one out of
mailer.
Mother of mercy, I don't speak Japanese!
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.